This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We are attempting to start on time, but as we work through these negotiations, we want to make sure we have every opportunity to hear from everyone.
Speaker Taylor Barra apologized as the House convened over 3 hours late yesterday. Leaders from both chambers were still trying to find agreement on how much of the rainy day fund to use for the shortfall. While the governor has asked for $120 million, the House says $75 million, and the Senate has said $99 million. As J.P. Morrell put it on the Senate floor Sunday evening,
I think it's a bit naive for us to think that they're just going to take us at our offer. I think part of a negotiation is that that number inherently will probably come down.
And it already appeared to be going down, as Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry urged the House to say no to the Senate plan.
Members, I'm going to ask that we reject the Senate amendments. The dollar amount is $95.9 million that would be assumed or implied that you'd use from rainy day. The rainy day resolution has $99 million on it. That alone, obviously, we have to fix.
The Senate is standing firm on their number. And the House Democratic Caucus issued a statement Monday that they've agreed to stick with the Senate. So Henry says,
I would tell you right now from my conversation with Senator Lerio, the process is going very well and very promising, so we're moving in the right direction.
Added to the talks now is a potential Senate agreement to go along with the Speaker's plan to skim a portion of dedicated funds for paying state debt next year. Senate Finance considers that plan this morning. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.